When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to... Hang on, my headphones are too loud.
Welcome along to Help I Sexted My Boss. Helpful advice for the daily struggles of modern life. Well, that was the plan. Until Jordan turned up. Just so you know, the gin and Dubonnet can make William and Jordan say a few things that some may find a little bit offensive. If that's you, go and find some eggshell emulsion, stuff it on the wall and watch it dry.
Hello and welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern day life, aiming to answer your 21st century questions and find solutions to everyday dilemmas like how do you react when your favourite podcast comes back after a 2 month break? And is it okay to change your accent when you move down south? I'm not... What are you trying to say?
I wish you would.
And of course, what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss? But... We're not your usually agony.
Try again, love.
Shut up. But we're not your usual agony ants, are we, William Hanson? Welcome back.
Oh, thank you, Jordan. No, we're not. Jordan North, he's a radio presenter, and I'm an etiquette coach. I'm more the Crown Netflix, whereas Jordan's more the Crown Pub in Burnley.
Oh, I like that one. I don't think we have a Crown Pub in Burnley. Anyway, how's your summer been? How have you been, my friend? I've missed you.
Well, thank you, Jordan. My summer's been okay. It's been very busy.
Yeah?
Busy summer. And actually this morning, do you know what I did on Twitter? I took you and producer Ben off mute. Because you two about Love Island, the World Cup. Oh, so boring.
I forgot about all the World Cup was... Did you not even get into it slightly?
No, I muted people that were tweeting about it and the word...
Right, so you didn't even, like, get carried away like everybody else, or...
No.
No?
And to be honest, I'm fairly patriotic in a quiet, dignified manner.
Oh, God.
I'm very pleased football isn't coming home.
What?
Whilst we're on that, football's coming home, can I just say, don't want to be pedantic, but football would never have, even if we had won the World Cup, it would never have come home.
Why?
Because presumably football coming home is saying that we invented football.
We did.
Well, we didn't.
We did.
No. So football goes back to the Chinese Han Dynasty. Then the Japanese did a variation thereof it, the Greeks and the Romans. So if you want to change whatever you were singing to football is coming back to the country that perhaps gave the fourth or fifth interpretation of the game, I would be fine with that.
No, you're totally wrong. 1882, we founded the Football League. Burnley, West Brom... Blackpool, Preston North End, I think Wolves as well. They were like one of the founders. We invented football.
So we didn't.
Anyway, it was a great summer. I really got carried away. I actually did think we'd get to the quarters. I did.
Right.
But the fact that we got to semi-finals.
Yeah.
I love a good semi.
Do you?
I did think we were going to get into the final, so much so that
You didn't get a tattoo on your bottom or something?
No, but I went into work and said, look, I can't come in this day because we're on the final. I wanted to do my show from my local pub, but they won't
let
me.
That is unprofessional.
I was like, I was adamant. I was like, look, I can't.
So you were going to put a light-hearted knockabout tournament ahead of your career?
Light-hearted knockabout tournament. Can we move? What about the heat wave? The heat wave's been great. I have loved the heat wave. I wish it had come back.
You don't look very tanned.
No, I don't tan very well.
No.
And I've not been out much.
Well, then you didn't really love the heat wave.
Yeah, I did. I like it being hot. I've been having barbecues.
So I live on the central line. Mm-hmm. You're bound to give out my full address at some point during this podcast, like you did with my last address. So I live on the central line, and that's the hottest tube, 40 degrees.
Is the central line the hottest tube?
Mm. Every day I was like doing a whole Bikram yoga routine just to get into wherever I was working.
I've loved the heat. I mean, I wish the 40, it's just so good. And I wish we could have summers like it all the time. Are you familiar with the term Betty Swallocks?
No, who is she?
So, Betty Swallocks.
Drag queen?
Sounds like a drag queen. It's swap the first letter of each word round.
Right, okay, I've got it.
Sweaty bollocks.
Yes.
That's been the only bad thing about the heatwave. Like, when you've got a girl...
Do you not wear underwear?
Well, this is the thing. Okay,
I don't want to know.
I don't usually do this.
No, don't.
Okay,
no, don't say
I've never been a fan of it because I always think if you're going to get rescued by the fire brigade, you don't want everyone on your street to see you. But I've started sleeping naked because of the hot weather.
Well, that makes no sense whatsoever because then you just sweat onto your bed sheets.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. Like, you get up in the morning with Betty Swallocks, you've literally got to rip a sheet off like a plaster, haven't you? Is it okay to sleep naked?
Well, no, clearly not. And no? Do you not wear a little cotton pyjama?
No.
With a bit of piping.
Little cotton. It sounds like you're wearing a thong to bed.
A cotton pyjama?
Yeah, what's cotton? Wearing pyjama? I mean, usually I just sleep in my boxers.
Occasionally, I was inclined to perhaps remove the top.
Do you not? I never sleep. Only if it's cold, I'll sleep with a t-shirt. Do you sleep? Like, usually I just sleep with my boxers on. Do you not think it's okay to sleep naked?
Please say they're clean boxers.
Yeah, the boxers I've had on for the day.
Oh.
Oh, come off it. You don't put clean boxers on to get in bed. That's got like a skiddy in them or something. Oh. Yeah. And you put your pyjama shorts on. Right, okay, let's just...
Before we get any further, I need something stiff inside me. Would you like a...
You've had a good summer.
Would you like a gin and a bonnet?
I would love a gin and a bonnet because I also need something stiff inside me. Oh. I've missed you. Can you, whilst you're pouring the gin in the bun, welcome back, by the way, G and Divas.
Hang on,
welcome
some
back.
People, if they're poor, unfortunate souls and are listening for the first time, they won't know what this is.
Right, okay, yeah, good point. We usually start the episode with a gin and a bonnet. William is pouring a gin in the bonnet now. That sounds like something from a sound effect, but he is actually recording it. So it's basically, the bonnet is spelt de bonnet, and it's a French liqueur.
Well, it's a French fortified wine.
It's a French fortified wine. And it was the Queen Mother's favourite drink. God bless her soul.
Queen still drinks it, isn't
The
it?
Queen still drinks it. It's a very posh drink. And it's one part gin, two parts de bonnet.
Yes, and you want... you can either have, if you've got a sweeter tooth, a slice of orange works very nicely. If you've got a more savoury tooth, a slice of lemon. Jordan, what do you want?
I'll go for lemon, please.
I'll go for lemon. I've gone for orange. Sums us up, really, doesn't it?
If you've listened to the podcast, I highly recommend that you try a gin and a bonnet because it is so good.
Yes. Shall we do a toast?
To Betty Swallocks?
No.
Oh, come on.
I was thinking Claudia Winkleman.
Can we do it to both? Just for the first episode back.
Okay.
To Claudia Winkleman and Betty Swallocks.
Okay.
Okay.
Claudia Winkleman and Betty Swallocks.
To Claudia and Betty. Oh, God. Oh, my God, I've not had one of these for eight. I don't think I've had one since we recorded the last series.
Have you not? I had one. I had one last night. Preparation for this.
Remember as well, if you're listening to Help I Sexed My Boss, use the hashtag on Twitter or Instagram. Hashtag G and Divas. Right, going back, is it ever okay to sleep naked?
Probably not, no.
No?
No.
Have you ever slept naked?
Oh, yes.
Have you?
Occasionally.
You little minx.
But, you know, normally when the brushed cotton piped pyjamas are all in the wash.
Have you slept naked after sex?
Well, I'm not married.
After intercourse?
I'm not married.
Oh, come off it. So, because that's usually probably actually the only time you sleep naked when you've done. And then you just think, I can't be bothered putting anything back on.
Right.
I'm saying it's all right to sleep naked, especially in this weather. But just be careful of old Betty because she can really, really get the best of you in this weather. And my theory is that if you sleep naked and there's a fire and you get rescued by the fire brigade, you don't want them to be bringing you out or your neighbours on Front Street and you're there with you chop out.
Your hose pipe.
You chop. Right. What's been the highlight of your summer?
Well, unquestionably afternoon tea week, which happens every year in August.
Okay.
Normally the second or third week. It's like Christmas for those of us in the etiquette profession.
Right, afternoon tea week.
Mm.
From what do you do?
Oh, you were paying attention to my Instagram then, weren't you?
No.
Thanks. Well, it's afternoon tea week, so I did lots of little tutorials about how to have afternoon tea.
Oh, I've seen them, actually, yeah.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for watching.
Yeah.
What did you learn?
The spoon, the way you're meant to stir your tea. If you're listening now, you're not meant to stir your tea anti-clockwise or clockwise. You're meant to use the spoon backwards and forwards in a backwards and forward motion.
Well done.
Any other highlights on the summer?
Not really,
no. Also,
I've just been sitting at home waiting for the phone to ring, because you know I've got no work since this podcast went out.
Since this podcast, you've got no work. Producer Ben's here as well. Say hello, Ben. Yeah, he's nodding. The thing is, we start recording, he doesn't speak. When we're not recording, he doesn't shut up.
You can't shut him up.
Oh, mate, I've been on the Stoke match this week. Have you heard me on TalkSport lately? Bloody hell. I thought we were going to go out this week, mate. He's not even cockney.
He is a bit.
You know,
finished that gin and debonic? We haven't even started any listeners' questions.
Get another. Come on, it's my cheat day. I'm getting pissed.
So this episode, as we're going back to school, because a lot of people up and down the land will be going indeed back to their schools.
Yes, yes.
And some of them have had 6-7 week break. Others have had 9 or 10, depending on what type of school you went to. How many weeks did you get off?
6 weeks. However, 6 weeks. When I lived in Northern Ireland.
Northern Ireland.
What was that?
Northern Ireland.
Are you having a stroke? Are you okay? Was that you trying to do a Northern Irish accent?
Northern Ireland.
Is he okay? Seriously. I think William's having a stroke or something.
I do a very good Belfast accent.
I lived in Northern Ireland and we had
Go on, you do yours then.
James, in the haste, nay. Anyway, we got 10 weeks in Northern Ireland, but you went to a public school, didn't you? So you got...
9.5. Well, during the summer, 9.5.
Mum wanted us to go to boarding school.
I'm sure, yeah. My mum and dad. Blame her.
Never. Anyway, remember, if you want our help with something, then you can message us on Twitter or Instagram at sexandmyboss. You can send your tales of trepidation to help@sexandmyboss.com.
Well done.
Absolutely fucking nailed that.
Is that what you've been saying over and over again for 2 months? Trepidation.
Has it been 2 months?
Can you say trepidation 5 times quickly?
No, because I heard that if you say it 5 times, he comes out of the mirror and kills you.
What?
You've never watched
it. Say it 4 times then.
Trepidation, 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 trepidation. Suck on that, Hanson. Or you can write to William, who promises a handwritten reply on his own letterhead of paper. The address is on the website, sextedmyboss.com. As we have come back from a long summer break, this episode is all about going back to school or work after the summer holidays. So we were talking briefly about our schools then.
Mm.
I bet our schools were quite different, weren't they?
Well, I don't think so. We all went, we had lessons, we made friends.
You went to school on a Saturday, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah. We've talked about that before. What was your school called?
Clifton College.
Clifton College. And was it a strict school?
Well, not very, because they let me in.
Okay. Was you allowed to play football? Did you play football in PE?
We were allowed to play it. Did I play it? No. Yeah.
Who's the most famous person that's gone to your school?
John Cleese.
Did John Cleese go to your school?
Yes. Well, not whilst I was there. Should just point that out.
You're not that old. Did John Cleese go to your school?
Yeah.
Where is it based?
In Bristol.
Right. Is he from Bristol?
He was from Weston-super-Mare.
Right.
Which is a seaside town about 30 minutes away. Did you have a nickname at school?
Yes.
Any we can talk about?
No, it's called Dingle.
Dingle?
Dingle.
Why?
Because I was a Burnley fan and I went to a school in Preston in my last 2 years.
Right.
So, Burnley-Preston, bit of a rivalry. Well, they hate us. We only hate Blackburn.
Right.
So they call me Dingle. And it was actually started off by the PE teacher. I was messing about in a PE.
But I don't get why Dingle.
They call Burnley fans Dingles.
Why?
I don't know where it comes from. Zach Dingle from Emmerdale's a Burnley fan. And I think because they think Burnley fans are a bit scruff. And we're not. They're just jealous.
Mm.
Everyone, Burnley, Black. They call Blackburn Preston call us Dingles. So yeah, that was my name from year. And people used to ring doorbell and you go, knock on door, go. It's Dingle coming out, Mungo. It's not called Dingle, it's called Jordan. And she'd go, Dingle, your friends are here.
I think Dingle may be preferable.
What was your nickname at school?
I had several, but latterly I was known as Bacon.
Bacon, why? Yes.
Generally, I don't know why. This is going to make me sound really proletariat now. a group of us.
Sorry, what?
Proletariat.
Is that why you don't eat meat?
A group of us were sitting.
What does that mean?
Of the people.
Oh, down to earth.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, you are not down to earth.
A group of us were sitting in my friend's dormitory, and
of course you were.
We were saying goodnight to one another, and it was a Friday night, and Saturday breakfast there was always bacon and egg. And my friend Adam clearly was thinking about breakfast and said, "Are you going tomorrow, bacon?" And so I became known as Bacon.
Oh, top banter, boys. We'll call him Bacon from now on. He shall be called Bacon. You sound like you had a giggle at your school.
Did you put gin in that? Could you please put some gin in that?
Is it that? We've only been for 10 minutes in. I'm quite fascinated by this. Like, just before we go, a lot of people are like kind of ashamed to admit they went to public school, aren't they?
I'm not.
I mean,
I always say I didn't choose where I went to school.
No, exactly. And I
so don't penalise me, thanks.
Yeah, a lot of people are like, and I work with some people that went to like public school and they don't like talking about it. It's like, well, if your mum,
you didn't pay the school fees. You didn't force yourself there.
If your mum and dad had enough money to send you to that sort of school,
well, it's not always about money.
Inverted
snobbery, I have to say, is more prolific than actual snobbery.
We've talked about this before over a few drinks, haven't we?
I've
said that, and because obviously, like, I'm very upper class, and we've talked about
sitting
it before
here with the Earl of Grantham.
Because I don't think anybody. I mean, people. I don't think anybody's ever said, "Oh, look at him, the common old get. Can't be bothered speaking to him." However,
well, no, we normally wait for you to leave the room.
I've been friends with people who've gone, "Oh, look at him, the posh get. I'm not going to speak to him." Inverted snobbery.
Yeah.
Did you ever back your books?
Did I beg your pardon?
That's a big thing you've got to do, like your first week at school.
Mm.
Why is producer Ben not getting this either? He never did this. Right, your first week at school, even in high school, even in primary school, your homework was to go and back your books. Oh, shut up.
Buy them.
No, back them. You had to back your books so they didn't get dog-eared. And look, I've been to, I think it's 9 or 10 schools I've been to, and I have to do this at every school. Right, if you're listening now, back me up because everyone's looking at me like a weirdo. Tweet
back
us.
Back your books.
So you had to put like an old magazine paper or wallpaper on your textbooks. Or if you were posh, you actually got the proper see-through, like, double-sided
plastic
to back you. Like, my mum used to.
Why would they get scuffed?
Just to stop them from getting. You had to back you. This isn't me. Oh,
did you not put them in your briefcase?
Oh, my God, you had a briefcase at school.
I did, actually.
Did you?
That was in year 7, but I grew out of that. I then had a satchel.
You had a satchel?
Yeah.
Have you seen In Between Us?
No.
Oh, my God, you're a briefcase wanker.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, my God. The guy out of In Between Us.
Right, I don't know.
Will. Was it Will? He had a brief. Anyway, back in your books, you used like a bit of. You could use old Christmas paper. You could use the clear, sticky stuff.
You'd have old Christmas paper in September, would you?
And you could use that brown stuff that you wrap parcels with. That was another good one.
Parcel paper.
Yeah. And you could use wallpaper. I used to put mine in like NME magazine and stuff to try and be cool. So you never backed your books?
No, I didn't. Okay. Right, anyway, that's enough of our problems.
Right, okay.
Hang on, we've got to do a new bit now.
Oh, have we?
We'll be back after this.
Do we actually have to do that? What, because of adverts?
Yeah.
And if you're thinking now, oh, adverts, can't bother listening to them. Oh, piss off, we've got to earn a living.
De Bonnet's not cheap.
No, it's not.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more.
and it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So we know that today's questions and dilemmas are all about back to school, but as usual, and we promise you this, we don't know what's coming next. All these questions are stories sent in by you, the wonderful G and Divas. First question, please, William Hanson.
This is from Will, but not me. Oh. Lads, I've just been on an amazing holiday to South America. We got up to so much fun. I want to share every detail about it with every person I see, but I realise that might get a bit much. What's the best way to instigate conversations about the amazing times I've had? And is there a definitive answer for how long after a holiday I'm allowed to talk about it?
Good question, Will. Good question. So you're going back to work, you're going back to school. Are you allowed to talk about your holiday? Yes, of course you are.
It's positively encouraged for small talk.
Yes.
You don't want to be a dullard.
What?
A dullard. You know, if someone says, did you get up too much? And go, oh, not really. So that's a bit dull. But for a limited time. I think if you're still talking about any sort of holiday or activity, festival, 2 weeks after it happened, nothing else really has happened in your life.
Set a time.
Yeah, I think you do need to have a curfew.
I'm going to put in here, I feel very strongly about this. Mm-hmm. No one is asked about your holiday photos. People used to do this before Facebook and stuff, where they used to take pictures. Yeah, and Instagram. Because my mum used to do it, used to print off the photos and be like, oh, that's us there, that's us on the balcony. No one gives a shit. No one cares about your holiday photos.
I think what you do is you find your top five, maybe, at the end of the holiday. You post them on Instagram as a multiple post.
Yeah, okay, I agree with you there.
And that's your holiday photo.
Right, yeah, but don't have people over at your house to come and look at your holiday. Nobody cares. That's so 80s, 90s.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Do you know in the 60s, they used to have, like, they used to say Kojak. Kojak were a detective, weren't they?
Kojak was the detective, Kodaks.
Kodaks used to have projector and stuff so you could show it, because that was dead in the 60s. Don't, no one's bothered. Next question.
This is from Rob. The problem is actually from my son. He is currently not happy as the pencil case I have bought him for the new term is not cool enough. He asked me to ask you how he should deal with the situation, where he will go into school with the uncoolest pencil case, lunchbox and backpack. Apparently, I'm not a very cool parent.
No, you're not. First of all, you shouldn't have a pencil case at school past year nine.
Right. Well, then what do you do then?
You put them in your pocket, or you like, miss, I'm not going to pen. Or you put them in your bag.
That's disorganised.
I've not had a pencil case since year nine. Okay. Another thing, what's he called? Rob.
Rob.
Rob. Let your
parents called Rob.
Any parents that are listening, when they're going back to school, especially high school, let your son or daughter pick their shoes, let them pick the bag, let them pick the pencil case, and let them pick the coat.
As long as they comply with school uniform regulations.
Yeah, of course. Oh, and haircut as well. Don't you buy your daughter or son's pencil case. They won't like it. Even if it's a smart one, they won't like it because they're a teenager.
Do you know what I used to wish?
They've got hormones and they just hate you anyway. So
I only got into High School Musical when I was 19 because that's when it came out.
Yeah.
And I wish that it was
funnily enough, you did it that year as well.
16, actually.
Oh, is he 16?
Yeah, we'll do that in another episode, okay. I'm sure. And I wish that I had a Zac Efron pencil case when I was at school.
Really? Mm. Really?
I'll be honest. No. Or any of the merchandise from high school.
I'm saying don't buy your son or daughter's pencil case. And even if you think, I'm really Mr. He's having a cool mum. Don't. They won't like it. And I don't mean that harsh, what I said before. It's just when you get to year 9, year 10, for some
when
reason...
When the hormones kick in.
You just don't like your mum and dad, and there's... Yeah, I don't know why. I remember once I had a massive argument with my dad and I wouldn't let him in my room and he came on banging on the door.
Yes.
I can't remember what it were over. And as he were banging on the door, because he were annoyed, the dartboard fell off and knocked me out.
That'll explain it. Suddenly so much is...
And now it's like in year 10 and I can't remember what we fell out over.
I fell out with my parents age 7 over piano practice because they were forcing me to do piano practice and I didn't really take to the piano. And so I ran away from home. I got a garden cane. You know one of those garden canes that you sort of grow plants up?
Yeah.
Got a spotted handkerchief out of my father's... This is true. Got a spotted handkerchief out of my father's handkerchief drawer. and put my alarm clock.
Hang on, your dad's got an handkerchief drawer.
Yes.
Of course.
Who doesn't? Got a spotted handkerchief alarm clock. I had my teddy bear leopard, who was a leopard, under my arm, and also took the Leading Hotels of the World book. And walked up and down the drive until they noticed me. Apparently they had noticed me, they were just pissing themselves laughing.
You took the Leading Hotel.
Oh, actually, and I wrote a letter to the Times. I've got that letter. I will put this on our Instagram.
What,
I will find this letter saying that if anyone needed me, I'd be at my granny's.
You were destined to be a diva etiquette expert, weren't you?
Diva etiquette expert.
Next question. Oh, my God.
We have a letter.
Actual, can I touch it?
How about the letter?
Someone's actually wrote a letter.
Written.
Yeah, let me do that again. Someone's actually written a letter.
They have. They've put a second class stamp on it, which is a bit unfortunate.
Oh, my, that's beautiful. Oh, my God. Remember, if you do want to write a letter to us, William promises a handwritten reply in his own letter-headed paper. The address is on the website, sexandmyboss.com.
Dear Mr. Hanson.
Not Jordan.
No. I think she probably assumed you can't read. I hope this letter finds you well, and I hope you won't mind my writing to you during the hiatus between seasons of your wonderfully insightful podcast. However, I find myself faced with a rather challenging situation, and I believe nobody is better suited to shed light on my predicament than you.
Right, just cut to the good stuff. This is too long.
Okay,
go on.
Let me just scan it. Right, Phoebe has shaved her head. She's expected to get strange looks. Instead, she got compliments from friends, family, even a stranger on a plane. She quite liked it, except for the fact that she had no idea how to respond to the compliments. What advice could we offer?
Oh, I see. She's going back to school or back to work with a shaved head.
Yeah, new look.
Okay, so it's not about the shaved head.
No, it's about how to respond to a compliment. Well, really, from an etiquette point of view...
Yeah.
Okay, let me compliment you.
I'm bad with compliments.
Let me think of a compliment for you.
Okay.
Let me think of a compliment for you.
Come on.
Let me just think of something nice to say about you.
It's not that hard. I'm bad with compliments as well, Phoebe.
Jordan, I love your new haircut. Who did it? The council? No. Let's start again.
Jordan, I actually got it cut in London. My first London haircut, I was dreading it and I really didn't like it. It charged me £28. They wash your head in sinks down here.
Right.
Like, they actually wash your hair.
Yes, I know.
They properly wash your hair.
But my hairdresser in Manchester did that.
Yeah, but not where I'm. I've had the same hairdresser for 8 years. And he's never
Stevie Wonder.
He's never washed my hair. Right, come on, give me a compliment.
That's a very nice shirt you're wearing, Jordan.
When someone gives me a compliment... And
you're a bit of a Phoebe.
Because before, be honest, you said I look like I've lost a bit of weight before we come in. And I went, oh, do I really? Oh, like, tell me more. Like, I don't know how to take a compliment.
Okay, the etiquette way.
Yeah.
Say thank you. That's all. Two words. Thank you.
Let's do it again.
It's a lovely shirt you're wearing, Jordan.
Thank you.
There we go.
Then I always have to feel like I've got a good say.
No reflex compliment. That's... What you need to do is remember that I've complimented you. And then later on today, next time you see me, if you feel so obliged and genuine, the best compliments are genuine,
yeah,
then you compliment me.
Okay. Hi, William.
Hello, Jordan.
I've noticed you've not got as many blackheads this summer.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Just like that.
Okay.
Phoebe, aside from your shaved head, thank you for writing in on very good quality stationery.
What do you mean, aside from your shaved head?
Well, away from her problem, don't sniff her letter.
Oh, she's not sprayed it with perfume. Right, not had any letters yet, so can you please, if you want to write a letter to me, go for it and spray it in perfume.
Right.
Or piss. No, don't do
it. Things we've learnt.
Have we got any more questions?
No, we're through. We're spent.
No, have we not got any more?
Yeah.
I'm going back to school.
Not this week, anyway.
Okay, things we've learnt, and to summarise, please, William Hanson.
If you're going to accept a compliment, you just say thank you.
Okay.
Don't be self-deprecating either. Don't go, oh, this old thing.
That's what I do. Don't do that. Okay.
In your case, it may be true, but mm-hmm. you don't need to say it.
Yeah.
And really, I think the number one thing, if you're going to tell your friends about anything you've learnt in this podcast, is if you've been on a holiday, you've got a week maximum, 7 days maximum, in order to tell people about your holiday.
Okay.
Unless they ask, 7 days is the cutoff.
Don't forget, if you want our help with something, then you can tweet us, or you can see pictures of our beautiful faces and more on Instagram, both at SextedMyBoss. You can email us too. The address is help@sexandmyboss.com, or you can write to William, who promises a handwritten reply in his own letter headed paper. The address is on the website, sexandmyboss.com.
And if you like Help I Sexted My Boss, share the G and Diva love with your friends and write a review on iTunes or any of your usual podcast places.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Next time on Help, I Sexted My Boss.
We've been dying to know for a long time, so you can take us through the big question. What should you do if you sexed your boss?
Hey! Oh, my headphones have fallen. Oh, yes.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.